J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Boo Hoo. Shopping, movies, bridge. Many women are likely to spend their afternoons these days in one of those three ways. But shopping, movies, or bridge sometimes means that you get home a little late and have to hurry with dinner. But never mind that, even if you have less time than usual. You can always serve a dessert you'll be proud of. Jell-O. Jell-O takes so little time to prepare, and it tastes downright delicious. Your whole family will enjoy Jell-O's true fruit flavor. Flavor that comes from fresh, ripe fruit. Try strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime, but be sure you get the real thing. Be sure you get genuine Jell-O. Accept no substitutes, because only genuine Jell-O has that extra rich fresh fruit flavor. Remember to look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. Ladies and gentlemen, after a week in the desert, we bring you that sun-baked comedian with the warmed-over jokes, Jack Benny.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny, that little ray of sunshine, just back from a week at Palm Springs and feeling twice as healthy as ever before, and anything but anemic.
Well, that's fine, Jack. That's fine. Did you get down there to get rid of your cold?
Yes, Don. My cold and Fred Allen. The cold doesn't bother me anymore.
Well, tell me, Jack, have you had any more dreams about Allen since last Sunday?
Yes, I have, and it certainly makes a lie out of that old saying that you meet a better class of people in your dreams. Anyway, tonight I'm going to put that town hall ghost in his place once and for all.
What are you going to do, Jack?
Well, you know, Don, this is my big triumph. Tonight I'm going to play the bee on my violin and redeem myself in the eyes of my listeners. And believe me, I'm going to town.
Well, good luck to you, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Don.
Oh, how are you, Mary?
Hello, Heifetz.
Hello. Now, wait a minute, Mary. Even though I do appreciate the compliment, I think it's hardly fair to compare me with Heifetz. I don't think Heifetz would approve of that.
Don't worry, he'll get the gag.
Well, I hope so.
Say, Jack, did you hear that 10-year-old boy play the bee last Wednesday night?
Yes, Mary, I did.
Wasn't he swell?
Well, yes, for a kid 10 years old. Of course, I thought his crescendos were rather abrupt, and it seemed to me that his allegretto's lacked pace. You know what I mean, Mary?
Yes, you're jealous.
Yeah. Well, I'm not jealous. I can play the bee with one hand and Love and Bloom with the other.
Yeah. Gee, if you can hold a stick between your toes, you can direct yourself.
Yeah. Some nifty retort reminds me of another joke. Huh? That's it, doesn't it? Kenny, it's your cue.
Say, Jack.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Kenny.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you got a minute?
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of worried about something. Look, Jack, garage rent is pretty expensive here in Hollywood, isn't it?
Garages? Yeah, they run about $15 or $20 a month.
Boy, that's a lot. Then there's automobile insurance, isn't there?
Yeah, that runs you about $100 a year. Why?
Gosh, and on top of that, gas and oil and tires. Gee, that's bad.
Well, Kenny, why all this worry about garages, insurance, and everything?
I just bought a raffle ticket on an automobile.
Well, don't worry, Kenny. You haven't got a chance in a million of winning.
Oh, boy, that's a load off my mind. Say, Jack, are you going to play the bee tonight?
Is he? He's going to play the bee with one hand, Love and Bloom with the other, and sneeze pennies from heaven.
Thanks, Mary, but that's exaggerating.
Say, Jack, are you a little nervous tonight? You know,
shaky or anything?
Well, naturally, Phil. It's a big night for me. And say, Phil, did you augment your orchestra like I asked you to, you know, make it symphonic?
Yes, I did, Jack. I added a couple of hoboes, a zither, and a musical saw.
Well, that's a different sort of a thing anyway. Couldn't you get an organ grinder?
Well, I tried, but his monkey was on a sit-down strike.
Say, Phil, your orchestra does look pretty snappy tonight, all dressed up for the occasion. Did they get new tuxedos?
Oh, no, they just had their lapels shined.
Oh, their lapels shined. Well, well, that is quite a glare there.
Wait till they stand up and turn around.
Maybe.
By the way, Jack, who's going to pay these extra musicians? You know, the ones I hired tonight.
I don't know, Phil. Take it up with the sponsor.
I did, and he washed his hands of the whole thing.
Sanitary fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it, Phil. We'll straighten it out. You know me. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Oh, you. Yes?
I want to take this opportunity of wishing you and your violin a very, very successful performance.
Well, thank you. That's much better. And who might you be?
I might be a music lover, but I'm not. Goodbye.
The pet. Doesn't NBC know you can buy a lock for a dollar? Play, Phil. From the picture of the same name, played by Phil Harris and his augmented orchestra. Say, Phil, I didn't hear that fellow with the saw. Why didn't he play?
Well, he's a union carpenter. He can't work on Sunday.
Oh, I see. By the way, Phil, aren't your mother and sister Lucy Bell coming up to hear me play tonight?
I don't know. Why?
Well, it would be a kind of an inspiration to have Lucy Bell here. Come here a minute, Phil. I'm going in the other room and call her up.
Well, go ahead.
Keep the gang occupied while I slip away. After all, it's none of their business. Remember, keep it a secret. Huh?
Okay, Jack.
It's your life, oh, it's your life.
Where are you going, Jack?
None of your business. It's a secret.
While Jack is making a secret phone call to Lucy Bell, let me divert your attention to Jell-O. Jell-O is just as sweet and tempting as Lucy Bell, and you don't have to be in a phone booth to enjoy it. So remember, always dial J-E-L-L-O, and if the lime is busy, you can still get strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, and lemon. Goodbye.
Say, Don.
Yes, Mary?
Let's open his door and listen in on Jack.
Oh, he might not like it, you know.
What's the difference? Come on, fellas.
Okay. Oh, boy, secrets.
Yes, I do, Lucy Bell. I do, too. Oh, you're just saying that because I'm Phil's boss. Are you coming up the broadcast tonight? I'm going to play the bee, you know. Oh, come on and hear the great big man play the fiddlesy whittlesy. Oh, please. Pretty please.
Ain't he the sheik?
Shh, Kenny.
You will? That's swell. Gosh, I can hardly wait till you get here. Goodbye, Toots. It's delightful, it's lovely. Well, Don, let's get back to the grind.
How'd you make out, Jack?
Well, it so happens, young lady, I was phoning my tailor.
Oh, yeah? Since when have you been calling him Toots?
Well, that's his name, Toots Ginsburg.
Fiddlesy whiddlesy.
Now, listen here, listen.
Oh, baby, talk to your tailor, huh?
Well, he's a young fella.
Why didn't you order a suitsy wootsy?
You're all so funny, you guys.
Why don't you fellas leave Jack alone?
Yeah.
I know how he feels, for I, too, have love.
Why, Kenny?
Oh, cut it out, fellas. Fine bunch of pals I got around here.
Oh, the great big man can't take it.
Cut it out now. And with Alan listening in, too. Come in. Hello, Andy.
Hiya, Jack.
Well, Andy, I didn't expect you here tonight. Much.
Well, I came over to hear you play the beat. You know, my mother thinks you're a wonderful violinist.
Well, thanks, Andy. That's fine.
Of course, she thinks I'm a good singer, too.
Kind of sorry you spoiled the compliment. Huh?
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Daisy. I was going to call you Saturday night, but one of my hogs took sick.
Well, I guess your family comes first.
Now, Mary, you shouldn't say that to Andy.
Why not? I haven't had a laugh for two pages.
Oh.
Say, Buck, when are we going to play cowboy again and look for Cactus Face?
Well, we got a new villain now, Andy, although his name isn't Cactus Face.
Oh, you mean Rattlesnake, Alan?
That's the bombing. And any day now, we may have to hit the trail for New York.
Did you hear him last Wednesday when he said you were anemic?
Yes, I did, Andy.
You know, his voice gets on my nerves.
Well, I wouldn't bring that up if I were you. But he should talk about me being anemic. Get this, Andy. Come here, everybody. Listen, that Alan is so anemic that when he eats a blood orange, his veins jump up and down with glee. Is that a good one?
That's good.
Yeah.
Come here. Jack, do you want another one you can pull on him?
Yes, and if he gets fresh again, I'll do it next Sunday. What's the gag, Andy?
Well, you say that Alan is so pale
that
when he sleeps between two sheets, the bed looks empty.
I'll never be able to say that without laughing, you know?
Say, Jack, I got one.
What is it, Phil?
Fred Allen is so anemic that he has to stick out his tongue to get color in his face.
Oh, that's a feat. I hope he's listening in.
Yeah, I'll bet he's so embarrassed he's yawning.
Well, that's just to put up a front. Now.
Hey, Jack, I got one for you.
You have, Kenny? Let's hear it.
Oh, boy, this is a honey.
Well, go ahead, Kenny. What is it?
Fred Allen is so anemic that if you gave him a transfusion with whitewash, he'd still look better than Jack Benny.
Oh, yeah? What's funny about that?
I don't know. Sing, Kenny.
You better. By the way, your option looks a little anemic, too.
Well, then it matches my salary.
Come on, Mary. That kid is getting too smart.
And don't let him listen to Alan.
Playboy.
Good night, my love. The tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending. It was so heavenly holding you close to me. It will be heavenly to hold you again in a dream. The stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary will be the new day. Oh, for the present, dear, we'll have.
By Kenny Baker, pride of the Jell-O program, when he sings.
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah.
Well, Jack, a telegram.